Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I have got Valerie with me, so you know it's going to be exciting. We're going to learn something, getting some mortgage money, and saving some money. Very, very good. And I'm going to tell you all this about building a new house. I almost finished. Let's say January will be finished. And so Valerie's doing me a loan, getting ready. Tell them the rate I'm getting.
2.5 on a 30-year.
2.5% with no discount points.
No discount points.
Hey,
no.
Folks, they had a deal at NAR. The rates right now, you have to go back to the 1940s. And that's before I was born. And Valerie.
To get that
kind of rate.
The rates are unbelievable. Now, you do have to have good credit to get that, though. Okay? So, if you've got like a 620 and we're doing your loan, you're not going to get that interest rate. Okay? So, that's only with good credit scores.
So, I had good credit. Good.
You had good credit. Well, so, that's very good.
Yeah. You got to pay your bills. So.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, for those of you that don't know, if you've got a credit score, say you have 620, 630, something, there are programs available for you. We can go all the way down to 620.
Let's talk. We hadn't talked about this in a long time because we hadn't had to. But let's talk about what's going on and all the stuff. And some people are struggling financially.
You know, it's either that you're so tremendously busy, like real estate is,
right. Okay,
or you're working a lot less hours than you used to, and you are struggling. So people have had some credit issues and stuff. We have seen it. Or you did have that happen, and now you're back to normal. So sometimes it just takes us a little bit to get where you need to be.
Well, Valerie said something many, 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 many shows ago, is people say, well, you know, my house payment's $1,200 a month, and I've got all these little payments. So yeah. I'm going to make all these little payments and not make my house payment. What happens?
That is the biggest mistake you can make. Always make your house payment. Because when we're looking at your credit and when you're looking at your credit score, where they hurt you at is, number one, is a mortgage payment. If you miss it, it hurts you worse than anything else. So make your house payment no matter what. Don't be 30 days late. Now, if you get into a bind and you need to be 20 days late, call it in. Just be sure you don't get to a 30-day late, or we're going to see it and it's going to lower your credit score quite a bit. So yeah, be very, very cautious about that. And don't think, I'll tell you, lots of people just think my credit's horrible. And they've been beat down so much with past due bills or with this or that, they just think there's no way I could buy a house. There's no way in the world. If you've got your life together and stuff, it doesn't hurt to go ahead and contact us and let us see where you're at, and we'll help you get to where you need to be. And it may take 30 days, it may take 60 days, it may take 6 months, you know, but we'll help you with it. And so if you've got someone that's willing to help you, you need to just face it. And I always tell people, this is the worst your credit will ever be when you talk to me. Because after that, you're going to make sure that you take care of your credit.
Well, and I'm going to tell you this, folks, and I can tell you this from a personal experience. I opened my own office in 1985. But y'all that can remember, 1985 was probably the worst year you could have been in real estate.
Right.
I was working 12-hour days. And I was struggling bad. I mean, but you know what I did? I kept calling the people and said, okay, I'm there. I'm almost there. You know, can you help me?
Yeah.
And especially the people in San Angelo, the Standard Times back then, all the different people, they said, we'll work with you.
Yeah.
And they did. And they didn't turn me in, but then they worked with me. But you got to tell them or they won't do that.
You have to talk to them. You have to also make sure you have that deal with them. And where I see also a lot of people make mistakes is they've got 5 credit cards and they're $25 a month. They miss it because they're trying to pay $100. Okay, I don't want that. Then that's what they'll say. They'll say, but I wanted to make a bigger payment. Set up your little bitty payments on an auto draft. And then if you want to make extra, go online and pay the extra to the principal of it. But don't miss a $25 payment because you know you had the money to do that. It was effective. You wanted to do more.
Well, you know this story because I never get mad. I really very seldom ever get mad. And I had one of my property managers a million years ago miss a $25 or $28 water bill payment.
That showed up on your credit.
Forever.
Yeah. Oh, 7 years.
So mad.
So sometimes it's like you just need assistance in knowing what to do. And again, we don't mind helping you whatsoever. We really don't. I don't mind talking it through with you. I don't mind running it to give you some ideas. Vicky, we do it through a simulator. And again, we pay for that simulator, okay? You don't pay for that simulator.
How nice is that?
But
one thing I want to add. Okay, you know when you go to Marshall's or you go to Dillard's or you go to wherever you go, the little shops, and they go, would you like 20% off if you get one of our credit cards today? And it's got a $1,000 limit.
And the answer is no.
Absolutely.
Thank you. No, thank you.
Because, especially nowadays, especially if it has a $500 limit, Well, you buy a few clothes for school, clothes for the kids, different things. Like, you can spend $500 in a heartbeat. Yeah.
So you have a new debt, and you've got it at its
max
limit.
And that kills you.
It does. It does. Things that you did just recently also kills you, because I'll have people that call me for me to run their credit, and they'll be they were late last 2 months on something, but they're current today. Anything in the year, the 12 months, is what hits you the hardest on your score. Also, if you use like Credit Karma, nothing against Credit Karma, because it will, it's free, number one, and it will tell you when people are checking your credit, will tell you when your credit's going up. But the score itself does not match our scores 99% of the time. We have a different rating system than what it does when you check your own credit. So, God bless you. So, don't expect that credit score is going to match our credit score. Because chances are it's not.
Did you use three credit bureaus?
We all use all three, and then we use the, like, if you have a high and a low credit score, we use the middle one. So we don't average, we use the middle one.
Okay. And the question is, so what's a good credit score?
You know, everybody's goal in life is 700. Okay, that should be everybody's goal in life, to be to 700. 800, you're exceptional. Okay, 640, you're okay. So under 620, it's bad.
It's trouble.
It's trouble. So you got to get it up over the 620.
But folks, y'all that pay your bills on time, I've never had an 800 score. I'm just going to tell you.
Yeah. Well, not if you owe money, then chances are you're not going to get to 800. Now, if you pay your credit cards off monthly and they show up that way, I hate to say this, but like on your Discover card, it'll show you have 800, okay? Because mine, I checked mine the other day and it said like an 820 or something. But if I ran my credit, chances are I'm going to be in the high 700s because I owe on my house and I owe on my car.
Yeah.
So it's still going to show up.
I own several rent properties.
So you're never probably ever going to see 800.
But it makes you kind of mad. You're going, well, I thought if you paid your bills, you got good credit.
Mm-hmm. But over 700 and really over 760 is exceptional. You know, but for some people, 680 is really, really good. So it depends on where you came from
Back in 85, I'd have taken 680 and
that's right.
It.
It's all relative. Every bit of it is relative.
Some good news. I was reading where Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae are going to increase their limits.
Yes, and FHA also.
Wow.
Yes, FHA also. If I could remember that number, I would give it to you.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's like 8% more than it was the year before.
It's either 540, 800, or 548, 500. I should have looked that up before I came, because it's just now changing.
See, I can't remember that either.
Okay, yeah.
Let's think back in the day. 67.5.
Forever.
I mean, I can't
forever,
get that out of my head.
Forever. Because they did that for year after year after year after year. Now FHA follows suit with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. So when they change, FHA changes. Although not as much, they do change. And so it's going to be, you know, right now, if you got minimum down payment, you're going to go FHA. I mean, that's just the bottom
line.
And
for most people in San Angelo, the 500, 550, whatever it is, mm-hmm. it's going to be plenty.
Oh, yes. Yeah. No doubt whatsoever. I may do 4 or 5. But what's funny is the ones I've done over 500 have nearly all been VAs. So the limit's not, doesn't matter for it. They
really?
Changed that. They changed that last year or this year, or first of this year, is that, like, I did one for $675,000, no down payment.